going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming up at 5:30, we will get to our conversation with Clint Yates on Shador Sanders. 5:45, some other Anthony, I refuse to call them winners and losers in the NFL draft. Because I actually hate we don't know who won and lost till like 5 years from now. So calling them that is dumb.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
But we can do hat taps and head scratchers, or hat tips and head scratchers.
Okay.
Like, hey, I see you. I like what you're doing. Or like, I don't get that one. By the way, I think that's an original thing. I don't think I've heard that anywhere else. I don't think that's, I'm pulling that from the recesses of my mind because I've seen it. And we should write that down because I feel like that's a good segment title.
Okay.
Bookmark. Hat tips and head scratchers, or head scratchers and hat tips. Which one do we like better? You got till 5:45 to decide.
All right.
I need you to decide right now who you want in the second round of the NFL draft for the Commanders. Anybody that jumps out at you that you're like, Lord, please.
I mean, edge would definitely be something or a position that I feel like we should address. And if it's not edge, then corner. I think we do need to go defensive unless Travion Henderson falls to two.
I mean, I think running back is definitely interesting, and there's definitely a good chance that there's a very, very good and intriguing back that's on the board at 61. The thing is with running back, the flavors are so different.
Yeah, I think we can wait on those.
Right.
Unless it's Travion, though.
But, like, that's your favorite. And I'm not saying that I would not also make the same move. What I am telling you is there are other people who like other backs more, and that makes trying to figure out the value piece a lot harder. I kind of think they're guys tooting from Virginia Tech just because they met with them a zillion times. And that, like, I think a lot of their 30 visits are spent on guys they want to just confirm and have a good time, have a good feel, have a good vibe with, especially those guys they bring in late to the Topgolf visit. Now, there's guys like Mike Green where I think they're bringing you in because they got a real question. They want to sit you down and talk to you face to face and be like, hey, bro, like, what the hell happened here? What's up? And then they don't like the answer, and so they pass on you. Ezra Aku, they brought in for a 30 visit. They obviously liked Josh Connerly more. So I don't know what that 30 visit was necessarily about. I also think like Ezeraku could have been the guy last night if Connerly wasn't on the board potentially. Because, you know, Adam said I didn't think that Connerly was going to be on the board for us. He was starting to sweat after Banks went off the board at 9. It was like, oh God, are the Bears going to take him at 10? Luckily for Adam, the Bears spent $1 zillion on a zillion offensive linemen in free agency. And so they elected to take Colson Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan. But I think there's the edge guys are definitely interesting, and there's like 4 or 5. I don't think Skorton falls that far. Maybe Oladejo does. I think Ezeraku still being there helps because that's going to push down. Green's the wild card just because, like, obviously if a team is like, we're not taking a first-round pick on that. Because to me, there's three things for Green. There's like three tiers for Mike Green, right? He's off your board entirely, which I think teams like Philadelphia – not on their board. I would not be surprised if here he's not on their board. It doesn't matter. There could be 700 rounds of the NFL draft, and they would not take Mike Greene. Because Howie Roseman said, if you've got a violence against women, you know, situation on your player card, and we do our due diligence and we don't think it's false, we're like, there's legitimacy to it at all, I don't even watch the tape. So Howie Roseman, in theory, and anybody else who thinks like him, which he's not the only one, he just said it on Todd McShay's show and got a lot of praise for it, as he should. It doesn't matter what you think of the player. You don't know what you think of the player because you don't even bother watching the tape. And so he's literally not on their board. There are other teams that will say, we're not going to spend a first-round pick, but eventually the talent becomes enough that, like, it's worth the risk, because we're not necessarily making a moral judgment. We are making a football judgment of, we are scared that this could happen again and you are going to be unavailable to us, suspended or jailed. And if that's the case, then, or we have, feel like we have to cut you for PR reasons, that's not worth a first rounder, but by the second, third, fourth rounder, that's worth it to us. And there are teams that will do that. And so if there's a team like that in the second round that feels like that for Mike Greene, he could definitely come off the board. And if he does, that pushes Femi Oladejo and maybe Azaraku, you know, Nick Scorton. It pushes all those guys down. So there's a bunch of teams that need edges and some who didn't attack that. Obviously, a team like Tampa, talk about head scratcher. Like, I didn't think there was a team that could draft a Emeka Egbuka, and I'd be like, what are you doing? But like, Tampa kind of is that team. They're ahead of Washington. You know, Detroit is ahead of Washington. They went defensive line yesterday, but they need an edge. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see. And then I wonder if there's a run on corners. And Maxwell Hairston was a guy that I thought could go in the second round. Instead, he goes in the first, but we all thought Will Johnson would go in the first until the very last second. Now he's going to go in the second, assuming that he's not red flagged medically and has a DeJuan Jones-esque slide, third, fourth round. So I think that the positions that Washington needs are very likely to be the top one. The other name that I'll throw out there that I'm mad that Logan and I did not talk about is Carson Schwesinger, the linebacker out of UCLA. I think they like him a lot because his name keeps coming up from people like John Kime. And I know they don't need a linebacker, but it's the kind of thing where if he's on the board somehow at 61, I think there's definitely a chance he's their highest ranked guy and they could go that direction. So just, you know, stick that in your back pocket. I think there's a really good chance he's off the board by 61 anyway, but just, you know, some things to consider, some names to know. We know they're not going to take Shedeur Sanders. One, he's not going to be available at 61. I don't think. Like, although, if, man, I'm telling you, if the Browns pass on him, I don't know where he goes because the Saints don't like him. They didn't even do, like, a full homework assignment on him, according to Daniel Jeremiah last night. So, who knows? But we know he ain't coming here. Why is he still on the board? What happened? Clint Yates knows Shedeur real well and Dion real well. He's done a lot of coverage of that program over the last couple of years. Clinton's going to join his first Friday visit talking Shedeur Sanders slide next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.